In the said utterly indicating Dr. Snoot, patient Alexander, Alexander, Alexander Aaron, AAROM, date of birth 9/23/1964, place Autumn Lake, healthcare at Arlington West, date of service 12/22/2023. Patient seen, chief complaint seen today at the subcourt. We have a follow up stroke. Expressive aphasia, right hemiplegia, bipolar, COPD, history of present illness. This is a 59-year-old male. He has been admitted to a nursing facility for PTOT and management of his stroke, hypertension, bipolar, schizophrenic disorder, and COPD. Patient, when he saw him today, he's sitting in the wheelchair. He denies any headache, dizziness, nausea, vomiting, complaining of right side weakness, right arm, right leg. He's developing contracture at the elbow and he's requesting Botox. No other complaint. Reverse system, no headache, dizziness, pulmonary, no cough, cardiac, and chest pain, GI, no vomiting, musculoskeletal, no pain, dental unit, hematuria, neuron, syncope. Physical patient is awake, alert, oriented, and 3. His blood pressure is 132/76, pulse, 80, temperature, and 7.6 Fahrenheit, respiration 18, pulse of 98%. Anti-mac, pneumocardic, as in ectaric, neck, supportive, decess, and tender lungs, clear, no wheezing, heart, as must be able to observe, not to have some positive extremities. Case edema, right leg, due to decreased mobility on the right side, and also right arm, contracture noted at the elbow area. Neuro is a vehicle of tantum 3. He has a right side weakness due to stroke. Laboratory data. WBC 610, hemoglobin 10/1, marker 34. Platelet count 321. GFR 81, BUN 12, calcium 8.4, ALT 412, AST 14, creatinine 1.06, potassium 4.4, sodium 141. Assessment CVA is the right side weakness. Next line. Hypertension. Next line. Ambulatory dysfunction due to CVA. Next line, right arm developing contracture. Next line, history of bipolar and schizoaffective disorder. Next line, history of asthma. Next line, history of substance abuse. Line of care, patients are taking lactulose, 20 gram Q12 hour for constipation. Next line, aspirin 81 mg daily, baclofen 10 mg. Half tablet twice a day for muscle spasm, albuterol inhaler, 2 per 4 hours, lipid acid 10 mg daily, vitamin D 15 units daily, diclofenac gel 1%. Apply to the shoulder 3 times a day. Discard suppository PRN for constipation, tolerance 5 mg, 2 tablets every 8 hours PRN, cytopenia XL. 60 mg daily, and slice Tacoset 2 tablets daily, Losartan 50 mg daily. He is also on glucosamide, formoterol 80/4.5 inhaler, 80/4.5 mcg twice a day inhaler. Lidocaine patch 4% daily, methadone 80 mg daily for substance abuse disorder, Lasix 80 mg daily. Albuterol nebulizer treatment Q6 hour PRN for breathing. Plan of care will continue all his current medications. Keep and discuss with the patient and the nursing staff. Because he's requesting Botox, I will ask physical therapists and they will talk to Fazar's twist, PHYSCLTR, Fazar's twist, if he could follow the patient.